Hour number three of Pensacola right now. Happy Wednesday. Joe and Gracie with you here for another hour, talking all headlines locally, nationally, worldwide, sports, entertainment, pop culture, you name it, we probably have it. And the big story here today is the severe weather. We've seen some tornadic activity in southern Alabama, southern Georgia as well. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch in our listening area until 10 o'clock tonight. So far, no tornado watches or tornado warnings in our listening area. Coming up at 6:30, we did an interview at 4:30 with Escambia County meteorologist Scotland Williams. We will replay that interview for you coming up here after the Fox News update at about 6:35, as she had some good details on. There are a few different rounds of storms moving through, and kind of timing it out when we might see something perhaps later on tonight. But right now, the radar does not show anything immediate by way of any storms coming directly into our listening area. So hopefully tomorrow we'll wake up and it'll just be another bullet dodged. We certainly hope, though. But yeah, if you're up north, southern Alabama, southern Georgia, looks a lot different than it does here. Top three stories today. The Marine veteran in New York being indicted now by a grand jury in connection to the chokehold death of Jordan Neely back in May. Charges against Daniel Penny will be unsealed when he is arraigned at a later date.
Also, despite the federal indictment, former President Trump is still Republicans' top pick in a survey. The survey says that Trump leads Governor Ron DeSantis by 30%, with a 53% of respondents saying that they'd vote for the former president. And President Biden holds a slight lead over Trump. This is with 48% of support over Trump's 44%.
Also, Attorney General Merrick Garland, defending the special counsel at the center of Trump's indictment, spoke to reporters briefly today, and Merrick Garland refused to comment directly on the case, but did say that special counsel Jack Smith is a veteran career prosecutor who is committed to integrity and the rule of law. 6:15 right now, we'll pause for a local check of the roads and first warning weather.
Well, roads are looking great right now. Nothing to report. No slowdowns or accidents that are causing delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. As Joe mentioned, taking a look at the News Radio Threat Net radar, nothing in our listening area right now that is going to be causing any storms. But just north of us, there is a large cluster of storms. This is really just a horizontal line above Florida. In southern Alabama and Georgia, but right now we are looking good. But we do have a severe weather watch in effect until 10 p.m. for our area, with a low of 76 for this evening. It's 89 right now in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, and 88 in Gulf Breeze. Mostly cloudy skies and breezy. I am Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
And looking at our local stories here today, if you didn't catch it in the Channel 3 update, there are two individuals now are confirming that they tested positive for meth after eating at the Nikko Japanese Steakhouse in Pace over the weekend.
I mean, I was horrified. As a nurse, as, you know, a professional in the community, as a mother, I was terrified. And I guess the whole time, you know, you're sitting there thinking, no way.
That's Jordan Gray. She, alongside Matthew Gilley, held a news conference today with Aaron Watson of the Watson firm, who is representing those two. Watson tells Channel 3 that as of now, he has not filed any sort of lawsuit against the restaurant, but he says that's still on the table. Of course, the criminal investigation is still ongoing with the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office, as well as other law enforcement agencies in that. Staying in Santa Rosa County, where tomorrow night the Milton City Council will be meeting to hopefully finalize a list of city manager candidates that they would like to interview.
I don't think it's too strong a statement to say that this might be the most important decision this council makes.
It will certainly be one of the most, without question.
Because the city manager in a manager council form of government is the chief personnel officer. He does the hiring and the firing, And there are many projects that are being coordinated under the leadership of the city manager, who then, of course, reports to council but obtains guidance from council and the government.
And Mayor Lindsay says it'll be a tough task to replace the retiring Randy Jorgensen tomorrow evening. The meeting starts at 5:30. Job seekers, a summer career fair is happening at Pensacola State College on the Milton campus along Highway 90 there. That career fair will go from 10 till 2 tomorrow. Job seekers are encouraged to dress your best and also bring along plenty of copies of your resume, although they will have computers and printers available. Feeding the Gulf Coast says they'll have nearly 150 sites that will provide around 9,500 meals per day as part of their free summer meals program. It's available to all children in Escambia County, 18 and younger.
And a really easy way for students to find a location is by texting food to 304-304, or even visiting our website at feedingthegulfcoast.org, where you can find summer feeding locations as well as pantries that serve the whole family.
That's Rebecca Dawson, Director of Child Nutrition Program. She says the program helps fill the gap for kids who are on free or reduced lunches during the school year but may not have access to meals during the summer months. Some state headlines here before we hit our first break of the hour. After last week's funeral, a vigil is being held tonight in Ocala for 34-year-old A.J. Owens. Friends and family still calling for justice, particularly the state attorney's office, who charged her neighbor, Susan Lawrence, with manslaughter after allegedly shooting her through the door of her apartment. Owens' family is asking and urging the state attorney to upgrade that charge to murder.
In Central Florida, police are warning residents of a potential increase in hate group activity over the weekend. Volusia County Sheriff Mike Chitwood says that the group that he calls Weird Losers are planning to put more anti-Semitic flyers throughout neighborhoods during the weekend of Juneteenth.
Gas prices experiencing a slight drop after reaching its highest point in roughly a month. AAA says the average cost of gas in the state is $3.46 per gallon. Despite the lower price, it's still 13 cents higher than last week's state average.
And the Florida Supreme Court is giving the go-ahead to execute death row inmate Dwayne Owen tomorrow. Owen was sentenced to death in the 1984 murder of the 14-year-old Karen Slonnery, who was babysitting in a home in Delray Beach. His attorneys have tried to argue that he is not mentally fit to die by lethal injection.
6:20 right now. We'll take a break, come back with a look at our national and worldwide headlines. It's Hour 3 of Pensacola Right Now, and this is News Radio 92.3.
There is a big difference in the type of service you get from companies that do air duct cleaning. Hi, this is Todd from Gulf Coast Air Care, and I want you to know the difference between a quality job and a blow-and-go duct cleaning job. Let me ask you this. Do you really think you can get a 1-carat diamond for $10? It's just like getting a $99 whole house duct cleaning. There are guidelines from the National Air Duct Cleaners Association and also the Better Business Bureau. A true inspection, cleaning, and restoration of an AC system includes the equipment and ductwork by a licensed and certified company. It's like a full detail for your car instead of the cheapy method of running it through a $5 wash and go. Air conditioners are expensive. Keeping them clean and well-maintained is a guaranteed way to have better health and comfort. So you decide what works for you, the $5 wash and go or a full detail top to bottom. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com or call 934-2768.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
What does it mean to have peace of mind? It doesn't just happen. It's by design. PGT Custom windows and doors are designed to stand up against some of the strongest weather conditions, guard against intruders, and reduce outside noise, adding value to your home. All you have to do is close it, lock it, and forget about it, giving you peace of mind. That's the freedom of PGT.
was the last time you experienced something new? Really new? Like driving an electric vehicle that will change how you think about EVs. Test drive the 2023 Volkswagen ID.4 EV at Beadmore Imports and see the smooth aerodynamic design that is so modern and sleek, you'll think you've driven into the future, and the quiet and powerful ride it delivers needs to be experienced to be believed. So stop by Beadmore Imports to experience something new, like never before. And Beadmore Imports fills out their lineup of SUVs and crossovers with the 2023 Taos S, now from $24,999, the Tiguan S from $27,999, and the VW Atlas Cross Sport SE with technology from $39,999. And with finance rates as low as 1.9% available on the Tiguan and Taos, there's something new for every driver at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Sale price before tag, tax title, and associated dealer fees. Special APR rate for qualifying credit through VCI.
This is Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Dads, this Father's Day, Cordell & Cordell celebrates you the entire month of June. Join us every Friday for our live webinar series, Father's Fridays. There you'll receive much useful information from our panel of speakers. To register, go to cordellcordell.com/Father's Day.
For matters in Tennessee, visit cordellcordell.com. 200 West Martin Luther King Boulevard, Suite 1000, Chattanooga, Tennessee, 37402. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620. It's Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Before we get some more headlines, going to get a quick look at traffic and weather. It's 625 right now, and our roads are looking great. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Really no accidents that are causing any delays, but if you do see something, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-2626-111. For weather this evening, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 p.m. with 50% chance of thunderstorms coming to our area in a low of 76. Right now, taking a look at the News Radio ThreatNet radar. Nothing in our area that is showing any rain, but just north of us, there is severe weather storms. Really, it's just a horizontal line of storms just north of Florida. So keeping an eye on that and hoping that doesn't come any closer to the coast. It is Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
Taking a look at some national headlines now, heard from former President Trump speaking in New Jersey last night, saying that the charges against him are nothing more than political persecution.
This day will go down in infamy, and Joe Biden will forever be remembered as not only the most corrupt president in the history of our country, but perhaps the president who, together with a band of his closest thugs, misfits, and Marxists, tried to destroy American democracy.
In addition to criticizing the current president, he went after FBI Special Counsel Jack Smith, who he says is, quote, a raging, uncontrolled Trump hater. Smith, of course, is overseeing the Justice Department's case against him.
The collapse section of I-95 in Philadelphia could mean rising food prices along the East Coast. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says to expect supply chain to be impacted, as there's no substitute for I-95 that stretches all the way from Florida to Maine. So cereal, eggs, milk, fresh fruit prices are likely to go up because it's going to be tougher and going to take longer for the truckers to get the food to the supermarkets and the warehouses.
Demolition in Iowa is now underway on the six-story apartment building that partially collapsed late last month. The city says it's likely the building contains asbestos and other potentially hazardous material. Parts of the 116-year-old brick, steel, and concrete building fell back on May 28th, killing three, hurting several others and leaving dozens without a home.
And House Republicans are voting to keep the government from banning gas stoves. About 30 Democrats also voted for the bill yesterday, which came after a member of Consumer Product Safety suggested earlier this year that banning the new gas stoves might be possible. The bill is unlikely to be passed by the Senate, though.
House Republicans also launching an investigation into the alleged dereliction of duty by DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
They profit from using people who've paid them to overwhelm the Border Patrol, to sneak fentanyl into our country.
That's House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Mark Green, who says Mayorkas' handling of the southern border has resulted in a humanitarian crisis the U.S. has never seen before.
Also, the Mississippi police officer who shot an 11-year-old boy is going to be suspended without pay. Indianola Police Sergeant Greg Capers shot the boy in the chest last month during a domestic disturbance call. The 11-year-old boy was hospitalized with a collapsed lung, fractured ribs, and Capers' lawyer says that the shooting was an accident and that the body camera footage is going to clear him up completely.
In California, a Senate Republican is sounding the warning alarms over a new bill making its way through the Senate, which includes a child's gender identity in custody cases.
In the past, when we've had these discussions and I've seen parental rights atrophied, I've encouraged people to keep fighting. I've changed my mind on that. If you love your children, you need to flee California. You need to flee.
That's Scott Wilk, who says the idea that a parent would lose custody for not agreeing with the gender ideology movement is downright scary.
And Texas has signed a bill into law that protects black hairstyles such as braids and locks. The so-called Crown Act bans schools and employers from saying these projected these hairstyles are against dress code. Nearly two dozen states have similar laws.
And also in Louisiana, Fort Polk is no more. The Army post has been renamed for a black war hero, William Henry Johnson. Following his death, he received the Medal of Honor for his actions in France during World War I. The name change is the latest in the military's efforts to rename bases that honor Confederate leaders. It's 6:30 right now on News Radio 92.3. We've got the Fox News update followed by Your Money Now. And then following that, we will hear from Scotland Williams, Escambia County's meteorologist in the Emergency Operations Center, letting us know what we need to worry about with severe weather in the forecast.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. Attorney General Merrick Garland today reaffirming his confidence in Special Counsel Jack Smith, who's leading the prosecution team charging former President Trump with 37 federal criminal charges.
He has assembled a group of experienced and talented prosecutors and agents who share his commitment to integrity and the rule of law.
Trump has denied any wrongdoing. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro says work continues to reconstruct a portion of Interstate 95 in Philadelphia that collapsed after a truck fire on Sunday.
We are not wasting a single second. These guys are going to be working 24/7.
The Philadelphia Medical Examiner confirming the death of 53-year-old Nathan Moody, the driver of the tanker truck that burned, causing that collapse. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's official, Bud Light has been knocked out of the top spot of the U.S. beer market. The latest data from Nielsen IQ show that Constellation Brands Modelo led the market as it nabbed 8.4% of beer sales from retail stores in the 4 weeks ended June 3rd. Bud Light from Anheuser-Busch InBev dropped to second place with 7.3%. Sales of Bud Light tumbled nearly 25% from a year earlier following uproar over its partnership with trans social media influencer Dylan Mulvaney. Stocks finished the Wednesday session mixed after the Fed chose to hold interest rates steady for now, but signaled that further increases are likely later this summer. The Dow Industrials lost 232 points. The S&P and NASDAQ, though, both rose. Snoop Dogg is a guy who knows about munchies, and he has teamed up with Jack in the Box for a new meal. In that vein, Snoop's munchie meal, $14, includes a spicy loaded chicken sandwich, crunchy taco, medium curly fries, baked brownie, and a drink. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andrew Perloff with a CBS Sports Minute. Stephon Diggs is back at Bills practice today. We still don't know the backstory of why he left the team briefly yesterday, but we know this isn't good. Maybe the most important ingredient of great teams is that they're all pulling in the same direction. You could argue the Patriots weren't more talented than everyone during their run, but they were smart, and they always played as a team. The Bills have one mission, to win a Super Bowl. Infighting at minicamp, that's not a great way to start. I'm Andrew Perloff.
So, you're at the game and that hot dog and soda come back to haunt you with heartburn. You try to get under control with a few antacids until bedtime, and then the heartburn comes back. Does this happen to you? Instead of fighting your heartburn, block it with Prilosec OTC so you can celebrate your team's victory without heartburn distracting you. Taking one Prilosec OTC pill in the morning can prevent excess acid production for 24 hours. One pill a day, 24 hours, zero heartburn. Prilosec OTC, used as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn, not for immediate relief.
The Father's Day experts at Omaha Steaks made it easy to put a smile on Dad's face. Use promo code SIZZLE at checkout at omahasteaks.com and get $30 off your qualifying order. Choose from mouth-watering packages like fork tender bacon-wrapped filet mignons, air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, burgers, jumbo franks, and more. Plus, most gift packages come with four delicious caramel apple tartlets. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use code SIZZLE at checkout for $30 off. That's omahasteaks.com. Code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Need urgent care or a walk-in clinic? Go to ProHealth. Post-accident physical to access your PIP money? Go to ProHealth. Drug test, DNA testing? Go to ProHealthFL.com. Affordable lab work or primary care? Go to ProHealth. An affordable Ozempic medical weight loss program? ProHealth is your answer. Does your child need a camp or a sports physical? Only $40 at ProHealth. ProHealth never requires a doctor's order or an appointment. Just walk right in one of their seven locations. Also at ProHealthFL.com.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
It's that time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Going to get a quick look at roads and weather. A little late to traffic on the fives, but we're looking good on our roads. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays, as well as 29 and 90. No major slowdowns to report. For weather, we are going to get an update from WEAR.
Rain chances are high as several rounds of thunderstorms are likely over the next couple of days.
Some of those storms could be strong or even severe. Also, heavy rains, so a flood watch is posted for parts of the area. Along the coast, red flags are flying at the beach. We've got deadly rip currents occurring. And when red flags fly, that means the Gulf waters are closed to swimming. So look out for thunderstorms. Of course, we'll see enough sunshine to heat us up into the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News forecast.
Thanks so much, Alan. Yep, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect until 10 p.m., and we'll get more details on that in just a bit. But this traffic update is brought to you by Coastal Machinery. Brought to you by Coastal Machinery Company with over 40 years in business locations in Pensacola and in Crestview. I'm Gracie on News Radio 923 with your traffic and weather together.
Yeah, so on Monday, we had a severe thunderstorm watch. That went into effect until 8 o'clock that night. Not a whole lot there. Last night's went in effect until 7 o'clock, same story, and the one now going in effect until 10 o'clock. So we'll see if we dodge another bullet. If you've not seen a radar, really yucky and messy in southern Alabama and southern Georgia, pretty nasty stretch of storms that are, you know, really just kind of hovering right over the Alabama-Florida line and pushing east nor southeastward. So we in our area have not seen anything yet. And looking at the radar, the tail end of this system might be here what's causing those the severe thunderstorm watches. That looks like it might get us as we've got some, you know, rain headed into this general area. But earlier at 4:30, we had Scotland Williams on. She is the meteorologist at the Escambia County Operations Center. Here's what she had to say earlier about what the primary threats are in our listening area tonight.
So it has been a quiet day for us, but just 5 minutes ago at 4:33, the National Weather Service, in conjunction with the Storm Prediction Center, they issued a severe thunderstorm watch for Escambia County, Santa Rosa County, and Okaloosa County here in the Florida Panhandle. Other places are included as well. And most of the storm and all the activity, it's all to our north, to our northeast, and even to our northwest off in Mississippi. So yes, it has not been an active day, but we cannot let our guard down because from the beginning, our threat, our risk has always been for late tonight into the overnight hours. So it has not come to us yet. We had a first round starting in the afternoon, and that's the round we're seeing now that will go into the early evening hours. And then we have the next round coming, and that's the round that Escambia County and Santa Rosa could be included in. So all modes will be possible with the weather that's coming in. That means large hail up to 2 inches in size, strong tornadoes and damaging straight line winds up to 80 miles an hour. I mean, if you think about it, that's hurricane force gust. So that very strong winds and straight line wind damage can do just as much damage as a tornado. So with severe thunderstorm warnings, if they are issued for your area, treat them just as tornado warnings. Take them just as serious. Interior room of your home, put as many walls between you in the outside as possible. So that's kind of what we're looking at right now. So even though we're not seeing much on the radar for Escambia County, we cannot let our guard down.
And do see that watch in effect until 10 o'clock tonight. And you kind of hinted at it. What my next question was going to be is that, you know, earlier on in the day, you see the maps of like the marginal risk and the elevated risk with the timeline provided from the National Weather Service being, well, really anywhere from about, I don't know, 3 p.m. to like 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And that helps absolutely nobody. So now it kind of looks like we're kind of honing in on a smaller window of when we might be seeing some action.
Right. So when you look at what the National Weather Service is issuing, you have to think they are forecasting for multiple counties. So their timeline forecast, it's going from north all the way south to the coastal county. So for the northern end of the risk, they are actually in the inland counties, a level 4 out of 5 moderate risk. That's a higher risk than we are in here in Escambia County, which is a level 3 out of 5 enhanced risk. And still, this type of risk for this time of year, highly unusual. So that's why another reason we have to stay weather alert. So yes, we are honing in on the time. We're getting later into the day, into the early evening hours, but still, like you mentioned, that severe thunderstorm watch goes until 10 p.m., but we could still see little cells and they could spin up at any moment. We could see those into the overnight hours. So one thing I really want to say, multiple ways to receive alerts and warnings. You know, we had the overnight alert come out and folks turn those alerts off of their phone. You want to turn those back on. You want to have a way to receive those alerts should they be issued for your area. You don't want to miss out on that. You don't want to be peeking outside if you hear something. So you want to know exactly what's going on. So that's what I mean when I say stay weather alert.
You mentioned some of the primary threats that we could see, not definite, but could see. And you talked about, you know, straight line winds, hail. We have been seeing earlier today some tornado warnings popping up south central Alabama, southern Georgia as well. What are we thinking about the risk of any tornadic activity here tonight?
Yeah, so actually Alabama into Georgia, there's a tornado watch in effect there. So that's off to our north. Now, we could see all of the threats that I named, the hail, the tornadoes, the winds, heavy rain, frequent lightning, all of that, we could see that. Could some people see nothing? Absolutely. Everyone will not see severe weather, and we wouldn't want everyone to see severe weather, of course, but we have to think about who we're forecasting for. So Escambia County goes north to south. The northern end of the county could see a little bit more than if you are along the beach area. So for tornadoes, there is the risk there, but it is lower than the wind threat. So wind, damaging winds, that is the primary threat we're looking out for today. And then even tomorrow, we have another severe weather risk in place. It's lower than today. It's level 2 out of 5, slight risk, but still, we have to stay weather aware all the way through the week until we get to the weekend.
Scotland Williams there, the meteorologist for the Escambia County Emergency Operations Center. Thank you to her for joining us earlier today at 4:30, keeping us weather aware. 6:45 now, we'll get an update on the roads from Gracie.
Our roadways are looking great. I-10, I-110, not showing any major delays. If you do see something on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, which is 850-262-6111. Kind of got the rundown on what's going on later tonight, but for right now, it's mostly cloudy throughout Pensacola, 88 in Pensacola, 89 in Milton, 87 in Gulf Breeze. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And continuing with a look at what's going on in the sports world today, we've got a lot of baseball action. The Atlanta Braves in Detroit taking on the Tigers. They played a doubleheader today, and they're already wrapped up. In Game 1, they won 10-7 and 6-5 in Game 2. So the Braves getting it done on the road there. Also, scores that are final. The Twins beat the Brewers 4-2. The Giants beat the Cardinals 8-5. Games in action right now. Rain delay between the Rockies and the Red Sox. Also, the Yankees and Mets. That game's on ESPN, by the way, once they get started. The Blue Jays and the Orioles are scoreless in the top of the fourth inning as well. Well, the big local news here with sports has to do with the Ice Flyers. Head coach Rod Aldoff is retiring after 9 seasons with the team. Here's ESPN Pensacola's Kate Thomas.
Aldoff expressed gratitude to the city, fans, and organization while prioritizing his family's well-being. Under his leadership, the team achieved remarkable milestones, including the 3 SPHL championships. Ice Flyer owner Greg Harris praised Aldoff's impact on and off the ice, shaping players into better individuals. As Aldoff bids farewell, he remains the team's biggest fan, wishing the Ice Flyers continued success.
Very cool there. Also, more local sports news coming up in good news a bit later on there. Health Business and Science notes a big outcome here regarding the case of a Starbucks manager who claimed that she was fired because she was white. A jury awarding Shannon Phillips today over $25 million. Phillips said she was fired after two black men were arrested at a Philadelphia Starbucks while they were waiting for a friend. One of them asked if they could use the restroom. They said no, because technically you're not a customer because you haven't ordered anything. They said they were waiting for somebody. That escalated, led to them being arrested, and this led to protest. This led to a big PR nightmare for Starbucks, who Phillips alleged basically disciplined white people in an effort to appease the mob. So Phillips winning her legal case today. Starbucks says that they will evaluate their options moving forward. Back then in 2018, Starbucks closed down temporarily around 8,000 stores to give mandatory racial bias training to about 175,000 employees there. Big update on that story today.
In Southern California, thousands of Southern California hotel workers are threatening to strike as the busy summer travel season approaches. More than 60 hotels in Los Angeles County could see their contracts with unionized hotel workers expire at the end of the month, unless a deal is reached first. More than 1,500 hotel workers have approved a strike authorization.
Dan Crenshaw is a former Navy SEAL and current congressman, and he's filing a bill that would give access to veterans suffering from PTSD experimental drug treatments under the bill that he's pushing.
We're never going to understand the extent to which psychedelics can help our service members until we start actually doing the necessary clinical trials in a controlled environment.
What he wants to do is create a $75 million grant program to support research into both magic mushrooms and ecstasy.
Also, more than a dozen music publishers are suing Twitter over alleged copyright infringement. This lawsuit was filed in the federal district court in Nashville, accused social media giants of copyright infringement on around 1,700 songs. That's Universal Music Publishing Group, Sony Music Publishing, and Warner Chappell Music are among the publishers that are seeking more than $250 million in damages.
Entertainment news, Whoopi Goldberg says she wants to take over for Pat Sajak as host of The Wheel of Fortune. She made the comment yesterday on The View during an interview with Jeopardy star Ken Jennings. We posed that to our texters, and they were pretty much unanimous that they do not agree with Whoopi Goldberg as the choice.
Oh, yeah. And if you are hoping to get a Powerball ticket or a Mega Million ticket, you can, because jackpots for both Powerball and Mega Millions are going up. Nobody hit last night's Mega Millions drawing, so Friday night's jackpot is going to be worth $280 million. And tonight's Powerball, the grand prize is estimated at $340 million with a lump sum cash value of $175 million. So maybe it's your ticket.
It won't be mine. But if I ever do, then I would win. So
yeah.
You're welcome, America. Iconic comic book artist John Romita Sr. died at the age of 93. He helped create famous Marvel comic characters like Wolverine and the Punisher. He died in his sleep Monday. Some of his best-known work was with The Amazing Spider-Man. 6:50 right now, we'll take our final break of the show, come back with a look at some weird stuff from around the world, and, of course, finishing with good news. It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.
Dave Ramsey here. For years, we've been steering people onto a better financial road. When it comes to your car, I want to steer you toward better auto service. And that's Bobby Likas Auto Service. Bobby Likas Auto Service is a staple in the community with a strong reputation earned by years of great service. From routine maintenance like an oil change to diagnosing a problem when your dash lights come on, you can trust Bobby Likas Auto Service to give the best car care at a fair price. And if you're driving a luxury vehicle you think needs to be serviced by the dealers across a state line, stop! There's no need to make a trip to Mobile to service your vehicle. Bobby Likas Auto Service is authorized to perform the required services that maintain your factory warranty. So save time and money. Take it to one of the most trusted auto repair shops around. Bobby Likas Auto Service on Davis Highway or online at carclinicservice.com. Carclinicservice.com.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled? Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for a theological seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman. Brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Email from school. About the incident today.
Scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No. But you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes. But if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3 AM 1620, Gracie and Joe on Pensacola right now. Hope you are finishing up a fabulous Wednesday, getting ready to finish off the latter half of this week and hopefully have a good weekend weather-wise. We're going to get an update on the weather in just a bit, but first a quick look at the roads. I-10, I-110 not showing any delays. 29 and 90 also looking good. If you do see something on the roads, just give me a call at 850-2626-111. That's the traffic line number. For weather, we do have a severe weather watch in effect until 10 p.m. for this evening with a low of 76. Taking a look at the news radio threat net radar. We're still looking great in our listening area with nothing for right now in our area for severe weather, but we do have that severe weather watch in effect until 10 p.m. Taking a look at the cluster of storms, it's basically a horizontal line just above Florida that's covering all of Georgia and southern Alabama. The tail end of this storm does look like it may be coming through Pensacola, so that's kind of what we're looking at. So just keep that in mind for later this evening and into the overnight hours for that severe thunderstorm watch. This traffic and weather report is brought to you by Christina Leavenworth. If you're thinking about selling your house, don't waste another day. Contact Christina Leavenworth and the Leavenworth team today. That's ChristinaLeavenworth.LeavenRinkyRealty.com. I'm Gracie on News Radio 92.3 with your traffic and weather together.
And finishing the show with the good stuff, a Belgian TikToker faked his own death and then turned up at his own funeral in a helicopter to teach his family a life lesson about the importance of staying in touch. David Barton, known as Ragnar Lefaux on social media, came up with the idea after becoming disheartened with how his family had fractured. If somebody wants to stage their own funeral, I mean, I think that's pretty sick there, but in order to pull off the prank, the 45-year-old got some help from his wife and children. So, I mean, were they calling family members saying, hey, my dad died, the funeral will be this time? Were they sending mailers out?
The daughter posted on social media and said, rip dad, da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, my gosh.
So, life lesson Sicko. For your family, but what are you teaching your kids?
Yeah.
Just more wacky stuff out of TikTok. What's new? Other weird stuff out of Louisiana. A 28-year-old woman was arrested in Louisiana for trying to pass as a 17-year-old high school student. That's right. Martha Gutierrez Cenero said the cops say that she had a fraudulent passport and birth certificate when she tried to enroll into high school for the 2023 school year. So
a 911 dispatcher in Wisconsin recently answered a call that hit too close to home. Marissa Anderson said the call came in last Friday, and she quickly realized the coordinates pointed directly to her neighborhood.
All I heard was, you know, kids yelling mom, and I thought maybe it was kids yelling for their mother. And I just remember looking at my partner and saying that that's my house. And they had me leave right away. It didn't really hit me until I was about halfway down County S and saw the black smoke in the sky off in the distance. And that's when I broke down.
Imagine getting you're a dispatcher and you get a 911 call from your kids. Yeah. Her 12-year-old son woke to the sound of breaking glass, grabbed his sister and her friend from the family camper, called 911, then they waited by the mailbox for first responders. The boy did suffer a broken leg. Thankfully, though, nobody else was injured. Ugh, how about some good news?
Yeah, in good news, for 13 years, a waitress named Cara has had the idea to save all her dimes from work with the goal of eventually using them to pay for a graduation trip for her daughter. Well, that time has come. She counted up her dimes, totaling $5,665, and her daughter are going on a 7-day trip to Hawaii next month.
Very cool. They're also finishing with a local sports story. A Pensacola Blue Wahoos player had a night to remember last night. Second baseman Cody Morissette went 4-for-6, and with those four hits, he hit for the cycle. That means a single, double, triple, and a home run. It's just the third time in team history that has happened. So that alone makes it an awesome night for him. But to make the night even more special, last night was the first time that his mom was in the stands to watch him as a pro. So always got to show off and show out when your mom's in the stands.
Oh,
and that's
sure.
Exactly what he did. So congratulations on the outstanding night for Cody Morissette. The Blue Wahoos got the job done 12-9, and they're playing baseball right now at Wahoo Stadium. So hopefully they'll keep the winning streak going here. That's going to do it for us here. It's Pensacola right now. Of course, as a reminder, we do have a severe thunderstorm watch in effect for the listening area until 10 o'clock. We are under a heightened risk for severe weather. The primary threats, damaging winds, hail, possibly tornadic activity as well. But again, right now, no tornado watches are in effect. Hopefully it's a bullet dodge. We'll talk about it and laugh at it tomorrow. That's what we hope. It's 7 o'clock now. Thanks for joining us. Have a good night.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM.